contain the thesis themselves. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids. The husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because I'm in love with you. Because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I really think you're cute. Because I want you back. There's so many things on the table, but I saw a little blurb today that reminds me of things that kind of hit home. Apparently, one of the astronauts in the International Space Station is a homosexual woman and apparently did some identity theft while she was in space due to issues with her partner. Homosexuality and monogamy is almost unheard of, but that's a whole nother issue. But what it brought to mind is I've done some study on the issue for obvious reasons. Something's really important. There is the word arsenikotes, which is the idea of man going to bed with another man, literally. It's seen in 1 Corinthians 6 and 1 Timothy 1. In the one case, 1 Timothy 6, I think it is in the dative case, which is significant because what this means is it's not homosexuals, but what homosexuals do. And that's why you will see in some translations, you don't see this in the NASB, which I find interesting, but you will see it in the ESV. It's not homosexuals, but men who practice homosexuality. That's significant. That's extremely significant. It's not quite the same in the First Timothy, and there are some issues there, but you know, this gets a little beyond me. But the part that isn't beyond me, that is very clear, is when we see, especially in the First Corinthians 6, there is a condemnation of the act. But then there's the next verse, 1 Corinthians 6:11, and such were some of you, which is repentance. What makes this so important is that when we look at the list, whether it's in 1 Timothy, whether we see things in 1 Corinthians 6, these are foul things, you know, murder, adultery, various forms of all sorts of foul things. But then there's grace. Contrast that with what you see on a couple other areas. One that I've pointed out is the money changers. You know, Jesus took a whip to the money changers. Not something he did to somebody else. So people who manipulate money for profit, I would suggest, have a problem. But also religious leadership. I think you'll find as much grace in that direction because their religious leadership uses him or a false version of him for personal gain. We see this in Acts and so forth. Not a good idea. And of course, there is the Matthew 23 and whatnot. But grace is not shown as readily there. You have the example of Nicodemus, but you don't see Nicodemus also doing the role of putting the weight in people. That's not shown. But the other one that you don't see that is the coward. You see somebody like Peter who is. Yeah, I'm going to step up and put my foot in my mouth. Yeah, he did that frequently. But he also was timid. He's the one that, it wasn't me, I don't know him. So he's done both. He's the overly bold, he's fearful, but obviously the Lord's grace was there. And it takes courage. And often he didn't show it. And you can see that in the Galatians 2. When Paul calls him out. But even after all that he went through, even after his sticking his foot in his mouth repeatedly, even after the cowardness he showed, he still reconciled with Paul in 2 Peter 3, which is marvelous. The Lord's grace is marvelous. You know, when we see issues like the vilest of the vile, the homosexual community, it's the homosexual act that's so offensive. The homosexual is a human being created in the image of God. Same thing I do when I try to talk with a Mormon because I claim he's worshiping a false god, or a Muslim, which at least worships a god as opposed to the Mormon, which is polytheism. But there's the door is open. Grace is there, and many receive it. Which, I mean, all this to me is fascinating. And you know, the other thing on the First Timothy, go back a couple of verses, you know, it talks about the law. Now we know that the law is good if used lawfully. Yes, the law is there to show us our sin. But when we go to law against our brother, 1 Corinthians 6, that's not using the law lawfully. That's using the law as a hammer. It's foul. It's most unfortunate when it's done. But just as Peter recovered, just as Paul, who was guilty of being part of a murder of Stephen, just as David, you know, who became king and in this vast power that he had, was heinous. He was a slave driver. He did some foul things to his own people. He sent people to their death. He's obviously the adulterer and so forth. And he writes Psalms celebrating the mercy of the Lord. I desire that celebration of the mercy of the Lord in my own family. Whether it applies to Arsenic Cotes, whether it applies to using the law unlawfully, whether it applies to anything else. Grace is a big deal. I ask for it to be shared in both directions. Shared grace is a marvelous thing. Yeah, I gave you a long voicemail. I can't help it. I'm so in love with you, Dorothy Jane. And I want you back.